making sure this is working. It looks to be to me. Brilliant. Okay. Up and running, Marcus.
Yeah, it's about time. We've had to work hard over the last few weeks to get into the position of winning a game. So it's nice to be on the right side and come out with the points.
You yourself, I mean, you don't mess about, do you? You know, scratching around a little and then a double hundred from nowhere.
Yeah, it's been really, really tough. You know, I had a decent pre-season coming into the start of the campaign, but found it very tough in the two games that we played, one against Warwickshire and the Lancashire game. I found it really hard work and been real, you know, Nick's not been, you know, it's not been there for me, you know, the form has not been there. But I've, you know, you've got to stay strong, you've got to stay positive and work hard, and eventually it turns, and I managed to make the most of it. And with a bit of luck, I didn't, in the first 100, I didn't particularly play very well, I don't think, but just managed to get a bit of luck and hang in and sort of then get past and find a bit of form.
It's a bit like stating the obvious, but I mean, finding form for you and the rest of your batsmen is so important, isn't it? And to do it as quickly as you can. It might be the third match, but at least you've got it now. You and some of the other lads as well.
Yeah, I think the team looks in decent shape now. I think in comparison to where we were like last week, you know, we've come a long way. And I think it comes and goes so quick, doesn't it? You can turn around after being convincingly beaten in two big games that suddenly we turn it around and we're looking a good side again. So you just got to remain positive and remind yourself of that when you're down a little bit.
This was not an easy pitch for the bowlers, and what struck me about the performance I've seen, and apparently it was the case in the first innings, which I didn't get to witness, was the fact that these boys keep coming at them, don't they?
Yeah, I think it's something we've assessed really in the last few games, that we just tried to be as dry and as disciplined as we could, try and bowl as many maidens as possible just to, you know, the limit amount of runs that they were going to score. And at times that was really tough on this pitch. It was a pretty good deck and quick 8-footer here at the Rose Bowl, but you know, we stuck to our guns. And at periods during it, obviously they got good opening partnerships in both innings, and at periods during the game they were just, you know, we were staring down the barrel. But I think just that perseverance of trying to hang in and trying to keep doing the good things right, and eventually it turns for you.
New personnel settling in, do you think that's also a factor?
Quite possibly, yeah. I think you know, the boys have been, you know, enjoying their time here in the first sort of month or so of the season, but you know, maybe that's part of it. I'm not really sure whether that's the sort of secret to it at the moment, but you know, they've both bowled pretty well so far.
A win is important, but how important do you think this victory was in the context of the season?
Oh mate, I don't think we'll know. You know, it's just, you know, in terms of where we were to where, having getting this victory now, it's a big turnaround for us. You know, you don't get particularly many victories here at the Rose Bowl. I think there was only one last season, so to come away with 4 points in the game is a big bonus.
Thanks, Marcus.
Cheers.
Thanks, mate.